Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Getting deeper into the nuances of business, entrepreneurship, the game changers at the front line that so many of you have been commenting on really do provide employment in the economy. That is to help us unpack so much more about the business banking landscape in South Africa. We're joined by Carl Kumbier, who's the executive for business banking at Capitec tonight. Yep. Two in one tonight, so don't say we never give you a lot of value in terms of information. Carl, welcome back to the show. It's such a delight to speak to you.
I agree, yeah. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
Excited to speak to you. The last time we touched base, you had a phenomenal event that you hosted in Johannesburg, speaking to entrepreneurs who founded Dropper, the last mile delivery business in South Africa, but also educating many more entrepreneurs around the value proposition of Capitec business. Maybe reflections on that event and more so how entrepreneurs are responding to Capitec's offering.
Yeah, no, it was a fantastic event, and we're actually going to be having them all over the country. And I think the nice thing is Kelly also joined us at the event. So he's one of the founders of Capitec. And entrepreneurs love a real entrepreneurial story. So it was great hearing the Capitec story. And then we just spoke about how we built Capitec business, what makes us different, and also heard from the entrepreneurs themselves. So it was actually, it was a fantastic evening. Really enjoyed it.
100%. And as you said, you are interacting with entrepreneurs, understanding what the reality of their challenges actually is. And maybe let's unpack that, especially when it comes to the current economic landscape and climate in South Africa. As a bank, how are you, hearing and interacting, but also solving for the challenges entrepreneurs have?
Yeah, I think, entrepreneurs are very resilient. You think about it, we had COVID, and a lot of them made it through the COVID. Then you have the Ukraine war, and, soon as you think everything's back to normal, next thing is trouble in the Middle East, etc. So it keeps impacting on the economy. I think entrepreneurs always find a way to make it work. So our job is to say, how do we actually help those entrepreneurs grow their businesses? And obviously, as they grow their business, they create jobs, and as they create jobs, they stimulate the economy. So at Capitec Business, that's why we all get out of bed in the morning and start to get to work, is that we want to do exactly that. We want to help small businesses grow.
And definitely it is about helping small businesses grow. I do want to piggyback on a theme that was highlighted in our earlier conversation with Kheri, just around, the structures, the solutions, and the drive to make sure that payments are digital and transactions are digital, given that at least 70% of the transactions of the businesses you work with participate in cash. So I'm quite keen to understand, aside from going to the phrase of formalizing businesses, I guess it's really just making sure that they've got a digital footprint and efficacy around their payments. How are you solving for that?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is we want to do everything in our power to get cash out of the system. It'll never disappear, but we want to digitize small businesses. So what we've done is we built this new business bank on the four fundamentals that Capitec was built on. The first one is simplicity. So, simple bank account. And it's one offering for everyone. So it doesn't matter if you're that small little trader or you're a factory of 10,000 employees and you can offer the same thing. The next one is affordability. And we wanted to make sure we got the most affordable offering out there. We want to be transparent in our pricing. And we wanted to be the only bank in the country that actually prices your transactions the same as the retail bank. So why should you pay more for a transaction in business banking as an SME than you do in the retail space? Or why should large corporates pay less per transaction than a small business? Yeah, we just said, no, everyone must pay. Yeah, we'll make it the same price as retail and drive down the cost of banking. And then it's accessibility. So how do you open an account really easily, new internet banking system and app, et cetera. And then personalized service. Now, the whole idea is to, by driving down the cost of banking, you want to try and get as many small businesses to open a bank account. And once you've got the bank account and you've got data, kind of like what we heard earlier, data is gold, data is everything. And when you've got that data, we can actually now start putting you through a scoring model and then provide you access to finance. So we'll lend you money based on the transactions that go through your account. And then obviously as you can use the money for working capital, help grow your business or for new equipment. And then as you grow, we generate more revenue, and we can reinvest that revenue back into driving down the cost of banking or improving the client experience. And then also, just maybe to bolt onto that, is point-of-sale devices. So we wanted to make it so that every small business in the country, instead of having to accept cash as payment, you can accept it electronically. through a point of sale device. You know, so we've also driven down the cost of point of sale devices, and the commission rates charged in the industry, and the whole idea behind that is to ensure the small businesses use the device instead of accepting cash, and that way we've got your data and we're able to lend you money.
100%. I'm so intrigued as well. Just going forward, as you say, you speak to all businesses regardless of size and scale. There's one particular offering, and of course also making sure that they have the necessary integrations in place. I'm keen to understand for businesses who are looking to scale and mentorship and support, are there other avenues or solutions that you have in place as Capitec?
Yeah, we definitely, it's on the radar, but it's very difficult to provide mentorship at scale. Yeah, so what we'll definitely look at in the future is, you know, through our CSI programs, is to provide, you know, education, a whole lot of modules on, you know, on starting a business, running a business, marketing, payroll, etc. But I think in the future, you'll probably want to be able to provide, you know, access to a portal where you can have access to, say, legal agreements if you're going to employ your first employee. You have to sign an agreement. Supplier agreements, etc. So that'll definitely, I think, come in the future, but it is very difficult. We thought long and hard about it, debated it, but we thought we'd first want to, you know, get the basics in place, first be able to get the, you know, lend you money, you know, within, give you an answer within seconds as to whether or not to qualify for a loan, etc. That's where we put all of our effort at the moment.
Got you. Just to close off with, Carl, for those who might be entrepreneurs and wondering if they should move their bank accounts or open up their bank accounts, is there a limit in terms of, I guess, revenue or considerations on the size of the business that you're looking to attract?
No, not at all. Jeez, you know, we bank everyone. We want to grow with, as your business grows, we grow. So just go onto our website, on the Capitec website, click on business banking, click on the link and you can open your account. Yeah, if you're a sole proprietor or a company with up to two directors, you can sort of just, you know, online and within half an hour open a business banking account. So we're the business bank for everyone, and we want to, you know, to help as many small businesses out there grow.
Got you. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and looking forward to hearing so much more about the growth, the involvement and participation within payments, and many entrepreneurs making use of your ecosystem and solutions. Thanks again, Carl.
No, thanks, Nicolette. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers. Carl Kumbia is the executive for business banking at Capitec, joining us this evening just to unpack a lot more regarding the solutions that they have with their business banking product offering that they have now. As you've heard, a bank for all sizes of businesses, and it really is, speaks to the needs of entrepreneurs, much like we've seen with other banks in the market, providing opportunities to transact, to save, to insure, access to credit.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.